Okay, well, you know, Richard, we already have a caller, and so let's go ahead and be nice to our callers and just, you know, bring them on up. First caller is Robert from Arizona.
Hello, Dr.
Hello, Robert. Hi.
I'm calling up because I want you to know that I want to play nice with everybody in the field, whether I agree with them or not. I think it's important that we state what we see and why we see what we see and allow others to do the same. And I don't care if it's 9/11 or politics or economic systems. It doesn't matter what it is. The world gets ahead a lot faster when people play nice. And it's amazing to me why so many people get so heated up about somebody who sees something different than them. I, for example, am one of these fellows who encouraged the producer of September Clues to come out with a high-definition version because the YouTube versions were impossible to see a low-grade video and not know what you were looking at because his claim that perhaps some of the images inserted in the television feeds that day were fake, you couldn't tell by looking at it at YouTube. And yet,
right,
we finally did get out a high-def version, which I threw up on a website and am sharing with the world for free. It's quite obvious that there are some serious problems with what we were fed that day by the mainstream media and, I suspect, the Pentagon.
Well, that's what some people seem to think. I still haven't convinced myself of that. I've looked at both sides of that and have ended up kind of agnostic, but seeing that some of the stuff in the original September Clues definitely was off base, but perhaps some of it isn't. I don't know. Anyway, could you give a website where people can look at that, and then I'll get back to Richard.
Absolutely, Doctor. The website is network76.com. And it's a free download, September Clues. It's an open source, I should say an AVI format that just about any computer can digest and regurgitate. And it's in so much higher definition that some of the images are quite obvious, at least in my opinion, that there's something grossly wrong. Airliners are not charcoal black in all forms of light and in all angles of turn and bank and so on. Normally you see a little different definition to something as it travels through the sky. And with the obvious studio quality and field quality network cameras that were in use that day, it's pretty obvious that there are some serious problems. When you see it in high def, I think you'll be shocked.
Okay, well, thanks for that recommendation, Robert. People want to see both sides of that issue. I think that's fine. I don't think we should be leading with that issue in our public relations campaign. But the other side of that, of course, the supposed debunking of September Clues, you can find that at Eric Salter's website, which I believe is questionsquestions.net. Thanks, Robert. I appreciate the input.
Thank you.
Coming back to the first thing that Robert was saying, that I think what he's expressing there is, you know, I'd call that a really basic democratic sensibility. That's what it means to have a democratic society and indeed a democratic movement, is people have to be respectful of the fact that we don't all have the same opinions at the same time, and you have to talk and find ways to get along. That's, I think he hit the nail right on the head there.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, I've had a lot of problems with a certain group of people, a small but vociferous group of people in the 9/11 Truth Movement who don't seem to share that democratic sensibility. Their viewpoint would be that, you know, for instance, I'm sure if they're listening now, which is perhaps unlikely, they would be screaming and yelling and saying, oh, no, Barrett allowed an evil no-planer to come on his show and plug a website. Barrett is a disinformation agent. These people think that, you know, they have this Stalinist kind of mentality of, you know, drum out the heretics and, you know, burn the heretics and silence them. And anybody who even allows any heretic to get two words in edgewise is an evil heretic and disinformation agent themselves. I mean, there's a complete, you know, mass psychosis, a real witch hunt kind of psychosis among a certain group of people in the movement, including, name names. Arabesque is the leader of this, you know, and there are, I won't name any more names, but there's one for you. People who are just out witch hunting. hunting and silencing people in a kind of McCarthyite Stalinist way that's completely inimical to the democratic sensibility. So, you know, Richard, what do we do to bring these people back to sanity?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it is difficult because there's always the possibility that there's some people who are causing trouble on purpose and other people who are causing trouble by accident. And how do you differentiate that? And clearly, if you can, that requires different sorts of interventions. And also the context, it matters. I mean, are you talking about what to do with group meetings or what to do in your context where you're trying to have a broad discussion across the whole nation via radio waves?
Right.
And I won't pretend to have the answer, unfortunately, but I think that if we can persist in setting a good example of respectfully listening to people and in groups, and we've had trouble with this in Seattle ourselves, with where people just disagree so much with someone who's going to come out and speak that they don't then want to have anything to do with the group anymore. And, you know, I think there are points where, you know, people have to act on their own principles and say, well, I think if the train has got so far off the track that I have to get off this train. Well, yeah, that's a matter of principle, and if you really feel that way, follow it. But other times, I just am not sure why it becomes so passionate to people sometimes that it's not okay to agree to disagree and to say, okay, you know, and in our case, this is where Judy Wood was coming out. And,
right.
You know, her theory is very controversial. And, it, you know, kind of like you just said with the no plane stuff, you know.
Those are the two big controversial positions. Yeah.
Right, and it's not, and I agree with you, it's not the kind of thing we want to lead with when we're talking to people who are new, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we shouldn't talk about it amongst ourselves, or at least, and find ways to talk about it as long as people think that it's really valuable to talk about. So anyway, I guess that's, you know, sort of a long way around, but I think setting a good example is the short answer to your question.
Okay, well, we could always use a few more good examples, and Richard, I think you are one of them. Well, thanks. We'll be back for some more conversation, some democratic, open conversation where all viewpoints are entertained and the best ones are emphasized after the break. I'm Kevin Barrett. This is Truth Jihad Radio right here on We the People Radio Network. We shall return. Welcome back to Truth Jihad Radio, where we are asking the 9/11 Truth Movement to come together. And hey, we've got somebody coming together right now. It is perhaps the most illustrious guest I've had in many a fortnight, the inimitable Alex from Texas. Come on in, Alex. How are you?
Hey, how do people know this is Alex Jones just because I said my name was Alex?
Your voice.
Well, you know, that's what appeared on my caller screen there, Alex. So, you know, I had to give away your anonymity there pretty cheap.
Oh, no, I didn't.
How's it going?
They just immediately recognized me, I guess, from my voice. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving along down the road here listening to you guys. And I don't really bring this up a lot on my own show because, in a way, I think it adds fuel to the fire. But I think, you know, so much has basically precipitated out that now we can look at it with some clarity and some hindsight. I mean, if I can spend a minute or two on this, I'll add a few basic facts and hang up and get both of your response and take, because I want to, you know, hear what you think about that.
Take as many minutes as you want.
Well, thank you. If my cell phone starts cutting out, just tell me because I'm driving to the hills here.
Okay.
It's real simple. We know the Pentagon for decades illegally and now publicly. The Army Times just announced we're going to have full armored brigades in the U.S. for Homeland Security, regular Army engaging in law enforcement. So we know that, just like in Michael Moore's movie Fahrenheit 9/11, that the group baking cookies once a week talking about peace, or people going and giving flyers to Halliburton employees in Houston, had Army intelligence infiltrate them, try to get them to commit crimes. This goes on. I mean, mainline churches are infiltrated. Everything is watched by the military-industrial complex. And so we know from the Kennedy assassination and what Jim Garrison went through and what he wrote about, what they do. And they had people infiltrate the movement to expose JFK's assassination by the shadow government. and they would act normal for a few years and then suddenly announce they were Martians or suddenly announce that they fingerprinted their daughter every morning to make sure it was still her and, you know, all this craziness. So there's standard stuff that goes on. So let's not deny that we have infiltrators and attackers. There are people with fake handles under my name, especially under your name, Kevin, running around all over the web saying racist things, horrible things, things about Jews to try to put it on us. There's actually a YouTube investigation going on right now about that. But bottom line, this is going on. Now, that said, I noticed day one that the no-planers for Tower 1 and 2 and that the space beamers would viciously attack anyone who didn't immediately agree with them and scream and yell at them and scream and yell at me and try to bully me and others and then viciously try to discredit the key researchers that were getting things ready for peer review, which they did, the key researchers that were really on the trail that's now fleshed out with Kevin Ryan and all these other people and Stephen Jones and yourself. I mean, this is bombshell with a thermite, and it's just so incredibly on target. Just every step of the research continues, and it's really waking a lot of people up. So I noticed that not only did the bullies attack everybody 2 years ago and say, you've got to agree with us, at that critical point when the establishment finally decided 9/11 was a big threat to them, they then attacked all the key researchers savagely, and then national TV kept giving them attention, kept giving and saying, and so now when I do a national TV appearance or I go on a national radio show, they say, oh, you're the group that thinks space beams did it, or you're the group that thinks there were no planes. And I would talk to these no-planers, not their low-level, weak-minded people that follow them, but I would talk to the high-level, you know, the progenitors of it, and they would say, well, listen, I had family that was in New York, and they saw the first plane, or they saw the second plane, or I had family friends going back to college who saw it, and they'd say, shut up, liar, you're probably just a fan. And I'm like, well, no, I mean, there was hundreds of cameras that, you know, picked up at least the second plane. I mean, we can argue about where they painted up, like Northwood says, that the CIA switched planes. You know, that's all legitimate. But I said, and they're, you know, on and on and on and on and on, just viciously. So there's no credibility to that. There is credibility to a missile at the Pentagon, and the evidence really stacks up to that, and then another aircraft painted up like 77 flying over. People smelling the cordite, you know, all the film footage that has been released, sure enough, doesn't show the plane. So... they really are desperate to try to poison pill and discredit the movement. And they always say, well, free speech. Well, free speech doesn't mean that we don't criticize what they're saying. Free speech means we don't stop them from what they're saying. So watching this from the inside and being fooled by some of the people, you know, I mean, I built a lot of them up and gave them big platforms myself, and, you know, in what ways I could. And it's become very clear and other operations, everything that can be done to make the 9/11 truth look clownish, then the progenitors of the no plane hypothesis go out and say that 9/11 truth bombed the Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting center in Times Square. They do everything they can, and we've also seen them coordinating with mainstream TV, and I've even seen the body language on the ground, and they come together to events, mainstream media with them. So there's no doubt this is a classic op. They've got a lot of mentally ill people and a lot of stragglers that, you know, follow them, and a lot of weak-minded people, and there's some personality conflict going on as well. But in closing, that's not their big salvo. That salvo failed. And I want to report that to everybody. I've been analyzing it in depth. It has failed. The good news is that that is falling apart. The bad news is there is a concerted operation for the last 4 or 5 months from hundreds of quarters, from Skeptics Magazine to you name it, to people in our own, quote, movement. We'll operate a few years and then activate. That's how an operation works. They try to build cred, usually no more than 18 months, generally 12 months, and they activate. They're following a blueprint. And we have Army field manuals on this from other countries they've done it in. And most of them are former Army. It's not even hidden. But a lot of them are former PSYOPs. Like, oh, yeah, now I'm a truther. Oh, yeah, I'm PSYOPs. I was PSYOPs. I can help you. But then they activate. They start coordinating with screw loose change. and they activate and they say, guess what? 9/11 Truth's dead. There's no numbers. Nobody cares. At a point when 9/11 Truth has grown to the point of polls worldwide, the majority believe the government's lying. A huge percentage of that majority believe it's a total inside job. With all these celebrities and German defense ministers and Italian presidents and Italian intelligence chiefs and best actress and governors and Willie Nelson and you know, and then other people just defecting from them and then saying, yeah, the government killed Kennedy. Folks that did 9/11 killed Kennedy. You know, I reported that 6 months before because my stuff was given to Bruce Willis by Rick Linkletter. He said it on my show, and people said it was a lie, but then Bruce Willis came out and said, no, it's true, but I have no further comments. The top comedian, best friends with Sarkozy in France. On and on and on. Daily bombshells where false flag, inside job is now becoming mainline accepted. And the same thing that Gandhi and others said. It goes through three stages. First, it's ignored. Then it's ridiculed and attacked. Then it's universally accepted. We are having victory, but the enemy are masters. Like Tokyo Rose, even as Japan was totally collapsing, saying, G.I., you've lost. G.I., you're dead. G.I., the war is over. G.I., we got Hitler. When he was imploding, we've got super weapons. It's over for you. No, you terrorists that carried out that. You're no planes. Your space beams have failed. Announcements of 9/11 Truth failed. You didn't think we'd notice operatives, those out there listening and monitoring, all activated 4 months ago?
Okay, Alex, that's pretty well put. Can you stay on and can I ask you a couple of quick questions after the break?
Sure.
All right. We're going to hold over Alex Jones. We blew his cover. Can't go back now. Alex from Texas. My guest is Richard Curtis, and he'll maybe ask a few questions, too, so stick around.
All right. Thanks a million.
Okay, we're back. This is Truth Jihad Radio. I'm Kevin Barrett. And today we've got a heavy lineup here. Richard Curtis, philosophy professor from Seattle. And Alex Jones has just called in from Texas to join the conversation. In case you missed it, he just summed up his view that there's a lot of COINTELPRO activity coming after 9/11 Truth. It's not winning, though. We're still plowing ahead. And, you know, Alex, I actually agree with a lot of what you said. I agree completely that the contingent at Scholars for 9/11 Truth and Justice, and especially Kevin Ryan and Steve Jones, too, those people have done terrific work. Their paradigm has really gotten somewhere as far as getting into the peer-reviewed journals and coming up with the kind of evidence that we can cite in the most important kinds of forums. But at the same time, I think where I would perhaps disagree a little bit is, you know, what do we do with this situation? Like, number one, I don't think that all these people, these snowplaners and directed energy speculators, are psyops. There may be some, but I think that the psyops people in those camps, and perhaps in the other camp as well, are people who are basically just trying to start fights. So the best way to avoid having the movement split up and broken up by people trying to start fights is rather than to try to completely censor the heretics or shut them out or, you know, or scream at them and email, get in flame wars with them and fight them all the time. The best way to resist this is a sort of a jiu-jitsu strategy of getting out of the way. And to me, that means, like, give everybody their say, but emphasize the good ideas. And that way, you're not feeding the fire by going after them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, my phone's breaking up. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really even commenting on what you were saying earlier about not fighting with them and blocking them out. It's just if I have a C-SPAN event, say, again, I'm not going to stick a no-planer or a space beamer who's running around attacking. I mean, you have to remember, a lot of these people have viciously attacked other nice researchers with more legitimate research. So you know, they attacked first. That's why people said, well, we're ostracizing you, because they were vicious bullies. So that's the bottom line. But the point is, they're being ignored. They have failed. I mean, when it comes out on Keith Olbermann and New Yorker magazine that Dick Cheney wanted to, you know, Cyrus Hirsch, that Dick Cheney wanted to, just a few months ago, paint up Navy boats like Iranian patrol boats and have them attack U.S. destroyers in the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, when it comes out, I mean, the Chicago Tribune 6 months ago admitting that Israel premeditatedly attacked the USS Liberty, that whole debate's over. All those debunkers, all those books, all those TV specials, it's that NSA's declassified, everything we said was true, everything the admirals I interviewed, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, now dead, died in 2004, Admiral Moore, Admiral Geist, I interviewed them all, I interviewed dozens of these people, you know, with LBJ on the phone saying, I want that goddamn ship going to the bottom. It's all come out that Israel and our disgusting black ops government attacked our own ship. And our military and police better get that through their heads. Everything we said's true. It's over. We've won. See, the enemy's putting out the hoax that we've lost, and that's failing too. But the point is, I don't want it to have any effect. 9/11 truth has gone from the fringe to the mainstream to universal acceptance. And I want to let your guests have the time here. I just want to declare the victory has happened. Now let's go wake up the dumbbell sheep that still don't know what's going on. You know, it's free on Google Video, Truth Rising, what the 9/11 Truth Movement really is, who we've confronted, all the incredible people that have come out, Fabled Enemies I just put out with Jason Burmes. It's free on the Weber. Get the DVD at Infowars.com. Keep fighting. Keep spreading the word. And we're going to take their tool of government-sponsored terrorism away from them. I'm having Georgia sneak attack Russian-controlled territories, international territories, and then try to hoax the Americans that Russia really snuck attack. That failed. This stuff used to work. It doesn't work anymore. Because of people like you, Kevin Barrett, because of people like your guest, and I'm going to let you guys get back to what you're doing, but I salute you, and just God bless you, and God bless the great folks at WTPRN that have kept it together, and I'm glad to see it's back on the right track and really exploding and moving forward, and you guys have a good one. Okay, Kevin?
All right. Well, thanks, Alex. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work yourself. You're the guy who really got this all going, and my hat's off to you.
Well, by the way, I want to get you, both of you, on the show. I think I told my producer a few times to get you on, but I tell him so much he forgets. But, Kevin, if my producer doesn't call you Monday or Tuesday, please contact us because I want to get you on. Take care, my friend.
Sounds good. Okay, take care, Alex. Bye-bye. All right, that's the inimitable Alex Jones, the man who was spending the summer of 2001 begging people to call up the government and ask them not to do it. He's been on top of this thing before it even happened, and it took me 2 years to figure it out. I have enormous respect for him. Richard, do you have any response to what Alex was saying?
Well, I think that he's making a very important point that all, you know, everybody in the movement needs to be informed on COINTELPRO. I mean, that they need to know about the history there and how those things work. And, you know, I think the first thing he said, and then he kind of got away from it onto other topics, but it is chillingly significant that the military is stationing troops on North American soil for the first time. You know, and with the economy melting down, it seems to indicate that they may be much more panicked than they're letting on, and when they panic, you know, of course, bad things can happen. So it makes for a very dangerous time.
Indeed, and yeah, you know, the economic collapse has been the excuse for tyranny and for martial law situations and for war. It's the easiest way for the government to get out of being blamed for a bad economy is to blame somebody else over across the ocean that speaks a different language, has a different skin color, go out and kill them. That's all their fault. I mean, that's what we're facing here is the possibility that they're going to try to, you know, flee from this situation into a wider war that would make us all, you know, forget the way they mismanaged the economy.